The Lord be with you. You can take a seat. So this week we've been spending a lot of time looking at the call to go be a witness. It's not something we pulled out of thin air. It comes from when Jesus is about to ascend into heaven. He has spent his resurrected life with his disciples, gathers them together, and before he leaves them, he says this: "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. That's Acts 1:8. Jesus is giving this call that you shall be my witnesses. So I want you to imagine with me, I'm 18 years old. I'm in the car driving with my parents from Grand Rapids to Holland. I'm nervous. There's an excited energy that's bubbling up within me. I'm wondering if I'll have friends, if I'll know how to get places. I'm wondering what it will be like. So I pull up to Phelps Hall with my parents and make my way up the stairs to Phelps 227. I open the door and see a familiar face. You see, I've come to Hope, and I've decided to room with my best friend from high school. He and I decided to come to Hope separately, but once we both knew we were going, it was obvious we would want to live together. So we start unpacking, and I decide I'll take the left side of the room, he'll take the right. The futon goes under my mattress, the TV goes under his, and the mini fridge, which we put pop in. That's really the only thing we have it for. I'm wearing all these athletic shirts that I didn't even participate in. I am nervous. So then I start my first year. I know I want to go into ministry, so I start religion classes, I join Bible studies, I start volunteering at a local church in the area. I'm learning and digging deep into a tradition of what it means to be a Christian, of what it means to bear witness to Christ, of what it means to be a pastor. I'm asking all these big questions, and these are deeply formative times for me that I'm really grateful for. But I never turned around. You see, my roommate grew up in the Christian faith, but when he got to Hope, it was very clear that this was not something he wanted to be part of his life. I was learning all these things, spending all this time thinking and preparing, but I never turned around and asked him a question. We would talk about the Lions, we would talk about Chicken Sandwich Day, we would talk about anything, but we would never talk about Jesus. I never asked him a question. I never brought up Jesus. See, I was scared. What if he rejected me? What if he went back and told my high school friends? What if I was marked as weird? What if I looked pushy? So we went through the year, and I never said anything. I really wish I had. You see, Jesus says, "You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." What Jesus is doing is almost giving us concentric circles. In Jerusalem, the center, this is where the temple is. It's the center of the faith. Then in Judea and Samaria, it goes out a little bit, and then to the ends of the earth. And I think when we think about the call to be a witness, often we focus on that, to the ends of the earth. And people did go to the ends of the earth, which is why we have faith here now. We are the ends of the earth. We are not Jerusalem. But some people stayed home. You see, the call to be a witness starts where we are. It's almost as if Jesus could have said to us, "You shall be my witnesses in Phelps 227 or Dykstra Cluster 36. You shall be my witnesses in College East. You shall be my witnesses on 14th Street. You shall be my witnesses on College between 18th and 19th. You shall be my witnesses in Zeeland and Saugatuck, in Grand Rapids and Chicago, in Syracuse and in Denver. You shall be my witnesses in Japan and England and Iran and Iceland. You shall be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. But it starts here. You see, all of us are called to something together. We talk a lot about calling and vocation, and that's good. And we all share one common calling and vocation. And this is given to us when we enter into this new life in Christ. And that calling is to belong to Jesus and to be his witness. To belong to Jesus and to be his witness to what has happened in him. And then our particular callings flow out of that. So we may be called to the classroom or to the business world, but wherever we go, we are called to be Christ's witnesses. So take, for example, Grace and I. We are called to belong to Jesus and to be his witnesses. Right now, that manifests itself as we live in Holland. We're called to bear witness to you as chaplains of discipleship. We're called to bear witness in Holland, in the community, as we live and work in the community. We're called to be witnesses here. That season of our life will come to an end, and we'll be called to go be witnesses somewhere else, but we will still be called to belong to Jesus and to be his witnesses. You see, what we're called to particularly may shift and change, but we're called to be witnesses and to belong to Jesus at all times, and that includes right now. I wish I'd realized that. I wish I'd turned around and said something to my roommate. I wish that we had talked about more than just the Lions. I wish I'd said something because maybe he wouldn't have thought I was weird. Maybe he was waiting for me to say something. Maybe we could have had a good conversation. I wish I'd realized the deep call to go be a witness now, that we are surely all in a season of preparation, preparing to be a witness at some point, but also we are called to be a witness now. I want you to go be a witness now so you're not looking back 10 years later and thinking, I wish I'd said something. You see, God is calling all of us to go be a witness in your dorm rooms and in your after-school activities, to go be a witness because it flows out of who we are as those who belong to Jesus. Amen? Amen. Pray with me. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we give you thanks that you have given us an identity, that we belong to you in body and soul, in life and in death. And as you give us new life, you also give us a calling and a commission, and that is to go be your witnesses. So we pray that you would give us courage, that you would give us the words to say, that you would give us insight, and your Spirit would draw us to those that you would have us speak to. We give you thanks that you do not leave us by ourselves, but you have sent your Spirit to empower us and to guide us. We pray all these things in your gracious name. Amen.